Hello, friends, and welcome to another edition of the Anthony Harry Podcast. This one is long overdue. It's been a busy week. Haven't taken the time to get a new show recorded. So I'm going to use that as my topic for today's brief show. Basically, it's about time management, I guess, would be what it comes down to. But, I mean, let me just verbally explore the situation really quick. So, over the course of the last week for me, I've had a lot of stuff going on, a lot of responsibilities to take care of. On top of being a creator who puts in what would be considered full-time hours into my creative work, I also have a full-time 40-plus hour a week day job to pay my bills and rent and everything else. And it can be easy at times to, you know, take the night off or not be as efficient as I probably could be. You know, I may sit down or go into my studio space and really, you know, be doing it with the mindset that work's going to happen, things are going to get done, and then things don't get done at a level that they could have been accomplished. And I find myself pondering this all the time because I can go into a weekend and be like, I'm gonna get all this stuff done, and I even have a plan. I will schedule things out. I'll figure out I'm gonna do this today, and if I hit this, then you know, and I know how long it takes me to accomplish certain tasks. I have at least the averages worked out, and if I sit down and do it, then I can sometimes surprise myself. Invariably, what happens is at the end of the week or the end of the weekend, I never find myself having accomplished as much as I hoped I would. And some people can rationalize, you know, they can say, oh, well, you do so much and you got to take time to rest and everything else. And I don't feel that way. I don't feel drained from the work that I do. I don't feel like it's overly taxing on me to, you know, go to my full-time day job and then come home and put in another anywhere from 4 to 8 hours in the evenings into my creative efforts. And it doesn't make me feel like I'm, you know, burning myself at both ends. I've had people tell me, like, "Oh, you're gonna wear yourself out." And there was a point in my life where I was working 7 days a week and, you know, every day just going. And I did. I worked myself straight into the doctor's office. So I'm well aware of, from that experience, the symptoms or the signs to indicate to myself that, hey, today's a good day to take a step back and, you know, relax. But I often don't feel that way. I find, especially taking the time to do the creative efforts, I have awesome collaborators. I have amazing people who I guess, think I'm worth encouraging and supporting. And so it's invigorating and encouraging and exciting. And so it's never a matter of lack of energy or anything else. It really comes down to establishing priorities, you know, and not allowing a perceived truth to become a truth, and instead, you know, you got to move forward with what you know is the right thing to do. So, what I mean by that is, sometimes I will allow myself to not be as diligent with my work and as diligent with what I need to accomplish because I worry that, like, it might hurt someone's feelings, which is a weird thing to say because it's not the work that hurts someone's feelings, but, you know, maybe someone close to me needs my time or attention or they need, you know, me to help them with something. And I have a bad habit of being overly generous in that area of life, to a point where it throws off an imbalance in regards to where I need my balance to be. And so that's something that I constantly work on. For other people I know rather well, the struggle is more a matter of, you know, do I watch too much TV or play too many video games or go out and, you know, have too much of a social life. And that's not an issue for me. I don't really care about watching TV. I'll put movies on and have them play in the background while I work. But I don't really worry about watching TV. I don't really have a social life. I mean, if people don't want to make time to either come and see me or we aren't working on creative projects together, then they probably aren't going to see me, because I don't go out to bars. I don't really have a social life, and I don't, you know, video games is a reward for me. Like, I love video games. I own video games, but I don't play them unless I hit my goals and my deadlines. And to be quite honest, I don't usually hit my goals, and so I don't reward myself with video games. So I just get right back to work. But what it comes down to is deciding, you know, what do you want, number one, and which is, you know, we've talked about that in earlier episodes. You got to find your it. What is it that you're after? And then have the honest question of how much is it worth to you? And if it's really worth it, then we will pay the price that's necessary to accomplish that goal. And we shouldn't do that like blindly. It's better to acknowledge the fact that we are making that decision. This is something that is happening, you know, because even if it was right or wrong, we have to own the consequences. So that is my thought for today. Feel like I rambled and made no sense. I'll be back with another episode soon. I appreciate listening. If you're struggling with figuring out how to allocate your time and really just get stuff done, let me know. Let me know what it is your thoughts are on that topic, and I can talk about it more in a future episode. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.